The Holy Gospel for tonight is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 33 through 37. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, during this Advent season, we are encouraged to prepare ourselves not only for Christ's second coming, as He has promised us, but especially for the coming of Jesus at His birth at Christmas time as our Savior and Messiah. Tonight, Lord, we ask that You send Your Holy Spirit to be with us as we meditate in the Advent season about His coming. May Your Holy Spirit also bless us and preserve us in our faith, our trust in Jesus as our Savior and as our Messiah. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in Your sight. O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share briefly tonight is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. The virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. As we once again celebrate the Advent season, it is appropriate for us to ask ourselves the question, what is Advent all about? The word Advent is derived from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming, and commonly used in St. Paul's letters to refer to the second coming of Jesus. Therefore, the season of Advent is not only a season of penance and repentance, but also at the same time, a time of looking to the eschatology in nature and in character. As a matter of fact, by the 6th century, Roman Christians had tied Advent to the coming of Jesus. And it was not only until the Middle Ages that the Advent season was finally linked more to Christ's first coming at Christmas as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Today, the Advent season lasts for 4 weeks or 4 Sundays leading up to Christmas. The first Sunday, which we celebrated last Sunday, was the theme of hope or of promise. The second Sunday, which we will celebrate on Sunday with the theme of peace or preparation. The third Sunday with the theme of joy or celebration. And finally, the fourth and last Sunday with the theme of love or adoration. This year, Advent began last Sunday on December the 1st, and it will end on Tuesday, December 24th, on Christmas Eve. As a matter of fact, Advent is very similar to the season of Lent, which is a time of preparation for 40 days in penance, prayer, and fasting. It is a wonderful time to focus our hearts and our minds not only on Jesus' second coming, as He has promised us, but especially on Jesus' birth at Christmas, as the Christ child of Bethlehem, as the promised Messiah. And it is for that reason that the Advent hymn we sang tonight, O come, Emmanuel, does represent the church's cry for Emmanuel, God with us, to come and rescue us from the captivity of our sins and iniquities, and to receive and embrace the marvelous light which shines in us through the miraculous birth of Jesus as the Christ child of Bethlehem. The words by the angel of the Lord when he appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "The virgin will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. The words of Jesus himself during his 3-year public and messianic ministry, as he told everyone, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The words we sang tonight during the opening hymn, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us tonight through His Holy Spirit during this Advent season as we rejoice at the coming and appearing of Emmanuel, God with us, not only as the judge at His second coming as He has promised us, but especially as the baby Jesus at His birth as our promised Savior and Messiah. May God bless us during this season of Advent as we worship, praise Him as our Savior and Messiah. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.